For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not
right.
Yeah,
that's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
In Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs on the songs with the show, man. Till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better more than. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him, I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side flag. We took a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the peak. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cutest can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody.
Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Hello, Leroy.
What's up?
How are you, buddy?
I'm all right. Still, I'm hungry as hell.
I figured.
Thirsty as hell.
Mm-hmm. Not a drink?
Dude, I'm like, here's what's annoying. It says, do not eat or drink. You know what? I'll do one better for you. Do not eat or drink. Right below it, it says, yes, of the things you can drink, and no. So I'm not supposed to drink anything or not.
So what can you drink? Water?
I don't know.
Oh.
There's never, you can't get a hold of anybody.
Presumably, I would think that there would be a list that tells you what you can
drink. It is a list right below when it says do not eat or drink anything.
Probably means alcohol.
Then, dude, do you understand how exact you have to be with surgery and medications and stuff like that to get something written to you like that? It's annoying.
Voice sounds good for not drinking.
It's cracking. I'm parched. And then I'm going to get there and ask somebody to explain it. You should have called.
Interesting.
That's what they're going to say. Why didn't you call? Because you don't answer.
Fair point. Fair point.
You ever tried getting a hold of a doctor?
Oh, yeah.
I answer my calls between 4 and 5 on Tuesday, and it could be Friday.
A lot of doctors have bookers now, like they're they're athletes.
Right. And then if you ask them the question, oh, I have to get to the doctor again Tuesday.
The old game of telephone.
I said, you know what? By next Tuesday, I'll be done.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Last night, little Monday Night Football double dip.
Yeah,
Cardinals beat the Chargers. Dolphins, of course, playing the Cardinals this week. They win by a last-second field goal. Old Justin Fields, old piss whistle. Couldn't get in the end zone.
Justin Fields? I mean, Herbert.
Justin Herbert, my bad.
I was getting ready to say.
A lot of yards, no tutties.
Yeah, well, I mean.
Margaret, you see that touchdown run by Kyler Murray though?
Oh my goodness. He looks like a road runner.
Mobile, like
every time he runs, I feel like the Benny Hill music should be playing.
Alright, well, just word of the wise, Dolphins. He's fast. Watch out for that this week.
He can scoot.
He can scoot, dude. He can scoot.
And he's wearing a bra.
Speaking of the Ravens. I mean, they kind of kicked the snot out of the Buccaneers. Buccaneers got out to an early lead and then 27 unanswered by the Ravens. Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson. Leroy, I think this is your Super Bowl favorite right now. It's either them or the Lions.
Well, keep in mind, we had the same exact conversation with the same exact two teams at this point last year.
King Henry.
I'm just saying.
You got King Henry.
Wait, Marcos, do you not recall last year? Yep. The same at this time, the Ravens had it all the way up through the playoffs until they lost. They went,
oops. I understand. Yeah. And I know Lamar has stunk in the playoffs, but this is different. He's got.
Why can't we say that about this team?
What do you mean?
Like when you complain about the Dolphins never getting over a hump,
mm-hmm.
you've never said, but this is different. This year's different.
Literally did all of last year until they pooped the bed.
Okay. All right.
All I kept saying last year was this year was going to be different. I said that I thought they were going to be in the conference championship all of last year. So I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
That is not true. Okay. But to go to the Ravens point, King Henry, that's the difference.
King Henry, like, I don't understand how a guy like that was available. He wouldn't have had to be the highest paid running back. And there's so many teams that have a quarterback that could use the help of a running back.
What? Why is it? Every week, somebody told me this guy's watched, and every week I see him running a 75-yard run.
Is that crazy?
Like, you would think, oh, okay, he's just mauling people into dust. It's like 4 yards every time. No, he's averaging 11 yards a carry last night. He's got an 81-yard run. He's just killing everybody. And then you add Lamar Jackson on top of it. I don't know, dude. I don't know who's stopping that in the league. Who's stopping that with this team?
I don't know. It's pretty amazing.
Themselves, to be honest. That'd be the only thing.
Yeah. I feel like it has to be disaster. I agree with you. I feel like it has to be a disaster for them for that. And then if you guys didn't see the end of the game yesterday, the brutal part of it was Chris Godwin, who suffered a dislocated ankle. Brutal injury.
Yep.
Rough. How long is he out, Leroy? How long? Because it looked bad.
Dislocated ankle? It depends, because when you dislocate – anything, the fear is when they put it back into place, you can chip a bone. Then they have to determine whether just rest will support it, or will they have to put some kind of screw plate in there to help it. Now, they may put something in there for a few weeks and then take it out to help the healing. Don't know, right? Don't know. And when you have those things happen, keep in mind, there's ligaments, tendons, all kind of stuff around there. You got to hope that none of that stuff's been damaged. So at this point, you know it's dislocated because of the way it looked. The severity of it comes with whether he needs surgery or the MRI, because you don't know what other damage there is as far as broken bones, ligaments, tendons, you don't know. So that's the wait and see part of it.
Panthers, back on the...
It is unbelievable how many times you do that.
You're lashing out, dude. Okay. You're lashing out. You're hungry. It's okay. I was clearing my throat. I was trying to be proper for everybody. It's okay. Dude,
it is unbelievable how many times you do that.
I mean, it's just you're being very rude. It's
I'm okay. Not being rude.
You're being rude.
You go on for 2 or 3 minutes without realizing nobody can hear you.
You were going on very. I went on for two words.
No, dude.
I went on for two
dude,
words.
I'm telling you, you're a damn ventriloquist.
I went on for two words.
You move like
-1 for over for exaggerating. No.
Wait. First of all, me and Marco smiled at each other.
No minus yeah. one here.
While you were talking. Oh my so it was God. More than two words. Marcos, was it not more than two words?
I counted 11 words.
Point being, the Panthers are back on the ice tonight against the Minnesota Wild.
We got everybody back. So did he play tonight?
He did not play tonight.
So he played tomorrow. But tonight is open night basketball.
Right. Panthers play 6:30 tonight at the Amerant Bank Arena.
Yep, the Wild, Minnesota Wild.
We should get Matthew Tkachuk back. Paul Maurice letting us know that Barkov, he should be back pretty soon. It sounds like he's going to be back for the Finland trip. which of course he's not going to miss that. So yeah. The Finland games that are coming up, he's going to be ready for those, it sounds like. As Leroy said, the NBA season tips off tonight. That's exactly why I cleared my throat. That's exactly why that happened. You guys got selfish.
So wait. So it's our fault. Your throat got flipped.
It is. Welcome to the end of the show montage, Flem. Anyway, NBA season tips off tonight. Knicks and Celtics at 7:30. Boston is a 5.5-point favorite. And the late game is the Timberwolves and Lakers. That, of course, all eyes on LeBron and Bronny James. They are basically already reporting that Bronny is going to play in the second quarter.
Oh, so he made the regular roster?
Well, he was a second-round pick. He had a guaranteed contract.
No, they negotiated that. That's not – you don't automatically get
– Not always, but so does Pella. Pella, but, you know, you could still send your draft picks to Sioux Falls. Like, okay. I don't know what the Lakers' version of that is, but – he's playing. I think the Griffies are going to be in the building tonight. So, like, if you needed any inclination about whether or not Bronny was going to play, he's playing.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. So you think they're getting, like, the whole history thing out of the way? So they kind of, like, all right, yeah, kind of. Back kind to G League, dude.
Then he's going to be in Laker Sioux Falls.
Yep. I don't know where that is, but he'll be in Laker Sioux Falls.
Solid. Yeah. I respect it. Yeah.
Dade South says Nike's going to make a commercial. I would bet you it's already made, Dade South. They go to break, and it's like, legacy.
You already got the background
music. Yeah, it's already put together, dude. It's already put together.
They're actually waiting for him to check in just to get that last clip.
And it's amazing because they're probably have a plane waiting at the airport to send him to Sioux Falls.
Well, finally, we'll get to Dolphins coming up. We'll hear from Tua, but Braxton Berrios, his season is done. Torn ACL. He's placed on IR. They are going to put Cam Smith on his place in the roster. So the Dolphins are going to pick him last year.
Did you hear Rex Ryan?
I did not hear Rex Ryan. What did Rex Ryan say?
He went off on somebody.
Really? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You can tell me about that. Plus, we'll hear a little bit from Tua Tagovailoa after. Oh!
Are you working? Are you working, Joy? You think you could look that up, please?
Yes, definitely will.
Thank you.
Not a problem.
Whoa! Oh, it's Tuesday. It's Tuesday. She got to come in when her people are in.
It's Spirit Week.
Yes, the Spirit Week.
I'm only wearing a shirt.
Damn it.
It's Spirit Week. That's why I told Galen, I said, I will not be there for the Spirit today. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no.
Wow.
I'll do some cartwheels in the hallway for you guys.
Is that...
Really?
We have two pairs of Heat opening night tickets to give away. I'm feeling Pat Riley trivia because it is Pat Riley night.
Oh,
yeah. Give it to a true blue Heat fan to send them to opening night. So
only Pat Riley Heat stuff?
Only Pat Riley Heat questions.
Ooh. Wow. Ooh.
Riley Heat questions.
I love that.
So I got that coming up for you. And Alonzo Mourning scheduled to join the program as well. We got a lot coming at you, but first,
damn,
we got to get to Tua, man, because that was something yesterday. Take a break.
Tell you what. Back after. Oh, you? I thought we were going to do it now.
We got to take a break. Right. Take a break. Back after this.
It's a jam-packed show, Leroy.
Previously on
Tobin and Leroy.
Every time I see him run, I think the Benny Hill music should be playing.
All right, welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. And we're giving away Heat opening night tickets today on the show. Keep on listening to details on how you can win. I'll tell you how. You know, I'm doing Pat Riley trivia in the last hour of today's program. All right, in the program, Pat Riley trivia.
Love me some trivia.
Leroy, before, I know you're going to bounce early today, so can we win a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm? Sure. YourExAttorneys.com, free consultations 24-7, call them at 866-954-MORE.
I'm liking the coolness in the mornings. It's quite lovely.
Easy breezy.
It is breezy. Those clouds are humming out of the east. I'm going to say it's got to be 15-plus miles an hour. Trees are doing the way back. Yep, and it is, I'd say... Partly, I'd say more on the mostly cloudy side. But here's what's crazy. We got weird rain
Yeah. Lately.
We've had some weird rain. Like, it'll just be like a spritzer. No heavy downpours, but it'll just start raining and it'll last for like 2 or 3 minutes and that's it. So I don't know if we classify that as rain. Yes, but not what we're accustomed to in Florida.
It's been weird. It's been weird.
Yep.
Also weird, the Tua press conference yesterday.
Why do you call that weird, huh?
He was very aggressive,
very confrontational, or defiant. I would say this.
Talk about
Tua spoke as if though he's sick and tired of people telling him how he should go about living his life.
That's right,
and he has every right to do that. You're like, oh, he should try. He should do that. He should shut the hell up.
That's right.
Exactly what he was saying. Like, you're not, none of your doctors. I'm working with doctors, right? They have cleared me.
Yep.
I know I have to be a little safer in how I go about things. But from that standpoint, it's none of your damn business.
That's right.
Basically, way he went at it, and he has every right to.
I think it's also a snowball of the team sucking. You know, he's felt symptom free for 5 weeks, and the team isn't good, and he hasn't really been able to do anything about it. Though
he may have been annoyed that he was put on injury reserve. Like, you understand, if you have a concussion, even if you get a concussion during a game on a away trip.
Mm-hmm.
They will keep you overnight. If his concussion was that bad, why was he on the road next week?
He said he was fine the next day.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So it's a weird, it was a real, and I can understand if he's upset that people did things to look good, but not things based on how they were. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That can be annoying from a player's perspective.
Here's a little bit of Tua. You got this, Marcos? Is this all set to go? He was asked about the message he has for those concerned about him, and he says he loves this game to the death of him.
There are a lot of people out there legitimately worried about your health and making sure that you're okay.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say to those that are worried that you might get hurt again and this is something that's going to continue?
I appreciate your concern. I really do. I love this game, and I love it to the death of me. That's it.
There you go. Tua.
Hey,
what a project. I love the game.
Can I just say this?
Goosies.
Do you see how guys play out there? Do you see how guys hit each other?
Mm-hmm.
Do you see what guys go through? Look what Nick Chubb's just gone through.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Granted, it's a different injury, but there's a lot of that. And because you have a hot topic, or we have a hot topic, we use this one or this injury without looking at, you know, what everybody is putting their body through to play this game.
Well, I mean, quarterbacks are getting more headlines than anybody else, and his concussions have been very violent, and not necessarily, you know, not necessarily on the craziest hits either, like the reaction that he's had. So, I mean, at one hand, yes, he has for sure been treated differently and covered differently than everybody else. But on the other side of it, his have definitely been very visually upsetting to people to watch.
I think the bigger thing is that you have to understand that it's not necessarily the hit that has gotten him in trouble. See, quarterbacks, unlike other people, I would say unlike me, I got so used to getting hit, I learned how to put my body in a better position to get hit. Mm. Remember before the season, I was talking to you about this.
Yes.
You got to get hit a couple of times so you know how to protect yourself. When is it time to be an aggressor, or when is it time to protect yourself? You got to go through it a little bit to get back into that flow. Quarterbacks don't necessarily know how to do that because they may get hit 3 or 4 times a game the same way I did. Most of their hits are sacks,
mm-hmm.
right? Or and so it if you're getting sacked, a lot of times you don't have time to protect yourself.
Right. So but this is,
it's a weird thing.
But this is, I think that's what is such a throw off about what happened with this one in particular, because it didn't look like that violent of a hit, and it wasn't, right. It wasn't, you know, this, ooh, you know, it he was trying to make something happen, and
right.
Something that looked pretty innocuous ended up looking very scary, even if it didn't end up being right. More severe than the last one.
I think in all honesty, in that situation, he kind of jammed his neck more than got a concussion.
Maybe.
And it looked that way because it wasn't any sudden jarring or anything like that. It was more of a, like a, he kind of, you know, got his neck jammed. And like to sit here and watch on TV and try to identify what's happening or what's going on when we're not medical professionals is not only wrong, and we shouldn't be, but it's also unfair to the player, because now everybody gets in a tizzy over what's going on with Tua, and now we get into the mode of making it look good instead of identifying what's actually going on.
Well, yeah, that's going to be something he has to talk about the organization with, because that...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, they got so much heat the last time because right. They felt like they put him in a vulnerable yeah. spot.
Right.
And there's no way that the next time this happens, he's not going to be maybe right. even shelved longer if it does happen again, which I hope it does not. But
right.
I don't know if this is I definitely understand him being pissed at the media and being pissed at everybody's overreactions or over coverage of this. And I almost felt like it was I listening what? To yesterday, it felt like badgering almost to a point. Like, I don't know what everybody was really trying to get out of that. Like, he kind of made his point. And I, but he also has to realize, like, the organization is the one that decided to put him on IR, and they're probably gonna treat him like that again. I don't think that's gonna change, no matter how pissed he is.
But they were feeling the heat from people who really shouldn't have a say so in what's going on.
Yeah, but they have the doctors, you know.
Okay, right. But no, you we had this conversation from the beginning. Regardless of how healthy or hurt Tua was, they're going to make it look good.
The coach seems to disagree, though. The coach is out there saying the doctors told him time was needed.
Okay.
You know?
And like, that could all, you know. Like, I just think that we, like, again, you put it in the hands of the medical staff and everybody shut up and hope for the best. And we don't do that.
Here is
try to tell people what you know, oh, he should do this or that or that. And then next thing you know, it's a national story. Next thing you know, and like, yeah, man, like, it's hard enough.
Here's Tua saying he feels like he is treated different than other athletes.
I just think it's based off of whatever that individual feels. If you feel like you can go, you can go. This is only, I just think this is only becoming a thing just because of what ended up happening 2 years ago for myself within the sport. I hate that it's happened, but we don't look at boxers the same way. We don't look at hockey players the same way. But I just think because of what happened and the magnitude that had, that it's becoming more of an issue here in the league.
I don't necessarily agree with that, that boxers aren't and fighters aren't put under the concern of CTE and things like that. I don't.
After they're done, after they get to Evander Holyfield.
Well, I don't, but a lot of them, I think the thing that he misses on that is like a lot of them don't have the choice that he does, fortunately. And I get it. He wants to keep playing. He's not a 38-year-old fighter or a 40-year-old fighter. He's a 26-year-old quarterback in the prime of his career. He feels great. But he also has a lot more security than a lot of fighters do. A lot of fighters fight because they gotta fight.
Yeah, I'll definitely give you that. Yeah.
You don't know that he see the crazy thing about this is here we go again. You don't know that he doesn't feel that way.
That I don't feel like
you're looking at his situation and telling him.
He just said it.
No, but huh?
He just said it.
No, but I'm saying like he may feel that the same way they feel when they go. It's not about the money for him, but the need to kind of.
A lot of fighters, it is for the money, though.
Right, right. But the reasons that you pick and choose, like just because the reasons are we choose money for the fighters, doesn't mean that the reason why Tua feels he has to come back and play isn't just as important. And for us to just say, you got the money, don't worry about it. He may not be thinking like that. He may be thinking along the lines of, listen, I want to
play. I know what he's thinking. I mean, I'm sure he's thinking that he's in the prime of his career. He feels great. He loves football. He doesn't want to stop.
Right. But that's just as important to him as a boxer fighting for money.
Yeah, but I don't know if a boxer's continuing if he doesn't have to do it financially. Like a lot of boxers, like, you know, you think Mike Tyson and Evander Holyfield are stepping in the ring at 58? If that's the case, probably not. If they weren't effed by other promoters taking their dough.
Yeah.
But I get it. Look, I'm not demonizing Tua. He should play football if he wants to play football. But I do think that was like, to say that you're the only person people are concerned about in sports. I thought that was like a little bit of a blind spot, but I get his, he's pissed about it.
He turned on the TV. Why wouldn't he think that?
What did Rex Ryan say that you were so
so Rex, did you get it, Frog Boy?
Oh, Tobin wants to ask for 5 cuts. Poor Leroy doesn't get to play as Rex Ryan. Don't worry, Leroy. I'll take care of you. Give me 45 seconds.
Okay. Wow. Like, what was he doing the entire time? Like, he's like, this guy's sitting here, and he's like just looking at us. He goes, oh, the sound that I sent you 6 minutes ago, and this was the sound I asked for 7 minutes ago. I don't have that sound either. Can you just give me an idea what he said? What was it talking about?
He was just blasting Aaron Rodgers, saying that, yeah, he's not playing well, and he wanted to talk about the red line. He said the ball was 20 yards short. I don't care where he was throwing it.
No.
And so, and that's just, I'm like, sounds like something I said. And people were saying, no, they clarified it. He ran the wrong route. I'm like, I don't care what route he ran. The ball was short.
Nobody ever wants to say anything about Aaron Rodgers.
No, I like, well, and if I say something, it's because I'm a hater, which wasn't the case. Now I got some backing from some other people.
Is that the guy you want backing people. You?
No, not really.
Old feetsies?
No, not really. Not really. I mean, not really.
Take a break. We'll hear from Rex Ryan lashing out at Aaron Rodgers and more too. Coming up next. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Tell you guys up until 2 here on the program.
I'm hungry.
I'm sorry, man. I heard during your during the break you got Prize Picks. Andy Edwards only has to score 1 point.
Yeah.
One point.
So
I feel like he's got that tonight. I feel like he's got that.
Man, I tried something different yesterday. So I'm like, you know what? They had a prop on here. That if Zay Flowers and Chris Godwin more than 140 yards, 40 and a half yards combined.
Oh.
Bums had 76 yards.
Well, I don't, you know, I don't think today. Chris Godwin had a tough day last
night. Oh, he got his ankle hurt. Yeah. You know what? Also, Mike Evans and Chris Godwin.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
Did you see what happened today with Anthony Edwards? I bring this up.
No, what happened?
Did you see what he recreated, him and Justin Jefferson? You may remember this because your former teammate did a pretty famous magazine cover with one Kevin Garnett back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
With Randy Moss and Kevin Garnett. Well, now we have a new version that was just released today with Justin Jefferson and Anthony Edwards.
Ooh.
Now Anthony Edwards, though, is I did see a video from him from this shoot, and he is claiming he told Justin Jefferson, if I lifted weights like y'all, I could be Derrick Henry.
I wouldn't put it past
him. I mean, he genuinely thinks like I would be the greatest athlete at whatever I did.
I don't know.
Whatever I
did. You'd be amazed that a lot of those guys, that is 100% true.
Didn't he say he threw a 100 mile an hour fastball?
Yes. I threw 90 plus.
It's not 100.
It was also in high school.
It's fast.
Oh, it was also in high school.
I think he said that with no coach. All right.
All right.
And he's 6'4".
Yeah. Tobin doubted
my boy. All right, sorry. You're Shohei Ohtani. My bad, Leroy.
Oh.
Try to apologize for selling you short. Hey, you're like, Anthony Edwards, not that ridiculous.
It's not. I'm just telling you. come on. You know, we've had football players go and play baseball.
We have. What is your, what are you, like in a cubicle? What is that phone ring?
I don't know. It's the house phone. I didn't know we had one.
We got a house phone.
So, let me see. What about Jordan, who went to play for, not Michael Jordan, safety. He went and played for
Brian Jordan.
He played for Atlanta.
Yep. So Deion.
I'm not even calling Deion. Deion was like from the get go. Right. Who else? There's been a couple of guys. Oh, Bo. Well, yeah, he was great at both of them.
Tony Gonzalez, of course, Heat Summer League.
No, that doesn't count. Randy, close. Randy played basketball in the summer.
Didn't he play for Marshall too, didn't he?
I don't think he played basketball for Marshall.
He didn't? I thought he did. My bad.
Let's see.
Ooh, we need a, you know what, here's the thing. Yeah, I'm not one of these guys who's anti-Bronny. Good for Bronny. I think this is a cool story. But I'm going to tell you who's going to be merciless on that court. It's going to be Anthony Edwards. Oh, that man talks trash. So I just picture if this is happening in the second quarter and he gets switched on to Ant-Man. I don't know, dude.
Wow, because he is a lot smaller than Ant-Man.
It's going to be a hell of a task. Ooh, but what if he, see, here's the thing, the viral
what moment, if he him up,
if he strips him tonight, yeah,
woo, and then throws an alley-oop to Pops,
that'd be kind of cool.
Also crazy. Mm-hmm. Think about what I just said.
They have the Griffies in attendance. I don't imagine that's easy. You think Ken Senior is like, I gotta do what? Come on, Dad. Let's go see the Lakers game.
Well, because they were the last two to play. They played in outfield together.
I remember.
Yeah.
Well, I don't remember. I mean, I remember. I don't know if I was.
I was alive. You weren't alive.
Was I not alive?
You weren't alive.
You sure?
It was early 90s.
I was alive. But I wasn't coherent into Mariners baseball.
Dude. Right now, you are in the backyard with your thumb in one hand and iguana in the other one.
Did you find the Rex Ryan sound, Froggy?
I mean, it was a 20-minute speech, but I think I got a good clip at the very least.
Yeah. Okay. I mean,
the part about The good part.
This guy's got he's got every excuse in the book.
Well, no, just why didn't you just go to the? Because I heard it on Joe Rose.
Well, that
so you could have just went there.
I mean, that definitely
that would have been very good information to know.
Well, then it's probably this clip right here.
They bring back Rodgers, and we have Adams to play with Rodgers, and we've seen the history they've had. But I think Rex, the question is, does this solve the problems the Jets have had?
Well, right now, I think the biggest problem, Greeny, because I'm going to say no, because the biggest problem is Aaron Rodgers. All right, nobody's going to talk about it. Everybody's scared to or whatever. The facts are, watch the games. He's not playing like the same guy. Like, he's struggling. He's not playing winning football. Now, is it going to help? Hell yeah, it's going to help. Because he's got chemistry. He's got all that type of stuff. But quite honestly, when they've been sitting back telling us that it's Mike Williams' fault. You know, it's head coach. It's Mike Williams' fault. It's Mike Williams' fault that you're trying to throw a back shoulder pass to him and you're dirt it like 5 yards underneath him into the ground. And then, okay, well, he doesn't run the exact route. He's not on the red line. No, because you're not pitching the ball to the red line. Like, to me, quit making dang excuses. Everybody's afraid of this cat. You better get it done. It's the easiest damn schedule I've ever seen. I've ever seen. This team has no choice and no excuse. They should be in the playoffs and they should win this game. Okay. They absolutely should win this game, and you need to start. But this schedule is an absolute joke. Who are you worried about? Who are you worried about?
Can I smell them?
Oh, okay.
I just, like, yeah. See, I was saying it before everybody was mad, right, that y'all making a terrible assumption here, right? And so now somebody else says it and is, ooh, somebody's ripping everyone.
Well, that's the jet up. That's the jet up thing. They think everybody's first to the punch there.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, most people wouldn't be allowed to say it on jet up.
Oh, well, he asked Rex Ryan whose fault it is. Open the door.
I mean, Greeny should care more about Rex Ryan's opinion than Aaron Rodgers. Rex Ryan did get to 2 FC championships.
With the Jets, right.
Yep. He should be more beloved in the eyes of Greeny.
Yep. Yep. But, yeah, it'll be – I mean
– I don't know, though. They play
it's bad down here, but it ain't a dumpster fire.
I don't know. You've been talking
up
about
there,
that.
It's getting ready to go sideways.
You've been talking about that Patriots defense. Drake May's not look bad. And they're going –
I said that.
On the road – and then you got this whole Belichick versus Gerard Mayo beef that's going on right now.
Belichick versus Gerard Mayo.
Yeah, dude. What are we doing? Belichick has not been pulling punches because Gerard Mayo came out and he called his team soft.
There we go. See, go back. This is exactly what I'm saying. This is what people think. We get it. You were a hater first. Props to you.
Also, look who it is.
I know, but I'm just saying. Like, no, nothing I said was hating on Aaron Rodgers, but it was truthful.
Not so great when Stun Steve plays old courtroom stenographer for you, huh? This is my life every day with him.
Wow. So you're kind of happy that.
What did he say? His first hating of Aaron Rodgers was in June.
Any reason why you all of a sudden have to go to English accent?
That's how I imagine you say it in the courtroom.
Oh my goodness.
The best typos of them all. Do they need a stenographer anymore? Can they just have AI?
They have a court reporter.
That's a good point, actually. No, you need it accurate, though. So you need specifically an 85-year-old woman with glasses to be
agreed. Yeah, otherwise you don't trust it.
On a typewriter, to be exact.
Strike that from the record. I always find that funny too. They're like, strike that.
Yeah, but like, how can you unhear something? Right?
Damage is done.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, you see the people in the courtroom. You see the jury, and they're like, strike that from. It can't be undone, sir.
Right. Like, that didn't happen in the one time I was on a jury, but I was like, but if it did, how could I unhear it? I tell you one thing. One time when I was on jury duty, but I did not get picked for the case, murder case. And they told us during our lunch break, hey, don't look up this case. I'm like, suckers. What do you think I'm going to do? Of course I'm going to look up this case.
Wow.
Really? So you looked it up, dummy?
Somebody was beheaded.
What?
Whoa.
Yep.
Is it even okay for you to say that on air right now?
We don't know what case.
It was. What do you mean?
Yeah.
I think everybody's in jail from that now. You know how they got caught, J-Fig?
How?
They stuffed the head in a supermarket bag, but it was down here. But it was like one of those, whatever the Northern Publix is.
Oh, Piggly Wiggly. So it was like
a tip-off.
No, it was a Kroger.
Yeah, something like that.
A Lion's Mark. A Safeway.
Yeah, that's how they caught him.
Got him.
Wow, gotta use
Publix, dude. Gotta use Publix.
Pretty wild. Al Maga says, please. I wasn't on the jury, Al.
Oh,
just want to be clear, I wasn't picked.
Wink.
Like, I grilled the murderer. I knew his lawyer wasn't
really
gonna pick me.
Like, you can I just tell anybody that goes into a courtroom that has to use a jury, if you see Tobin,
seriously, oh my god,
in the jury, like, you don't have a damn chance.
I thought for sure the last time, because I said my job the last time, I thought, nah, no way they're gonna pick me. They know I'm gonna blab about this. They're like, pick him. I'm like,
me.
I was like, we had an interview with Dana White the next day too. I was really sweating. I'm like, we need to get this case done. I'm like, I'm not gonna be in here for multiple days.
Hey, I know I was the foreman.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Oh.
But it was we had to determine the amount of money from the case that was already,
like, a percentage.
No, we had to determine the amount of money. He already been found to win an award, and we had to figure out the award, right? Because the doctor didn't show up. It was just
no defense. Right.
So we just went in the back and figured out how much. And boy, got to tell you, I am not the right person when it comes to injuries and stuff like that.
Why is everybody getting so mad at me talking about these trials? You know, like, people do interviews on, like, murder trials, like jurors do, like, famous.
Hey, turn on Lifetime.
Yeah.
They have murder shows on all day.
No bigs. The one that I was actually on a jury on, not guilty. It was a family dispute.
Ah, yes.
I told this story before. It was like a family dispute. This girl claimed her mom clocked her with an espresso maker.
Ooh.
And I looked at it. I'm like, what is this, WWE steel chair? All you got was that scratch from that? Not buying it. Sorry.
Whoa!
I don't know. I would like to watch you in a trial.
No. Could you imagine?
It'd be so much more interesting. Like, no, first than of all, him this would be show.
Tobin. Look, this would be Tobin. he'd be basically like the guy that gets in there for the fights.
Steve Willis.
Yeah, he told me, like, good point.
What you got? Defense? You gonna cross exam?
Hey, so it won't be 12 jurors. It'll be one and 11 friends. Cause, like, you
defense, your witness. No questions, Your Honor. Sounds like someone's boxed in.
Looking
somehow
around,
you end up referencing Rocky.
To make sure nobody. Oh my goodness.
For and sure in a powdered wig.
Did you have your glasses on? I did not. Minus one. Strike that from the record. I know what
minus
I said.
Minus one.
He's out there directing.
And that's what I don't understand. When they say strike from the record, how can you unhear something?
I don't know. I don't know. All right, we'll take a break. Out to her. Next.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!